Chapter of Hebrews, and we'll read verse 1. For the law, having a shadow thereunto perfect, once again made of sins every year, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Verse 3, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Verse 11, and every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And just a verse in chapter 7, please. Chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, verse 1, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. That will do for our reading. What I have to say won't take long to say it. There is a word, I want to talk about a word. And this word is not in our authorized version. You won't find it in the authorized version. Maybe if some of you have a new translation and you bother about some of the footnotes and so on, then you will find this word. And interestingly, the word occurs 4 times in the Epistle to the Hebrews. The word, not a word that we use very regularly nowadays in general conversation, it's the word perpetuity. I'll say it again, perpetuity. I think it's in the 2 mentions in chapter 10 in the New Translation. He gives it by that word. What does that word mean? Well, without going into any involved argument or any involved reasoning, the word simply means this: without any interruption. Without any interruption. That's what I think simply the word perpetuity means. Now, we're all aware, of course, as our brother has been saying to us, that the Epistle to the Hebrews is an epistle of contrasts. And there are many words which are words which give rise to those contrasts, as we have heard, better things and eternal things, and we get constant references to one sacrifice in contrast to many. Instead of continually going on, there has been one sacrifice. And so at the beginning of chapter 10, we read a little about the imperfection of the Old Testament arrangement of sacrifice. And this is what it says. Which they offered year by year in perpetuity. They offered them year by year without any interruption. They were offered again and again and again and again. Every priest standeth daily, day by day, repetitive, always going on. And there you have the first reference that I want to draw your attention to this word, which we might not know so much about, the word perpetuity, without any interruption. And so he says that with regard to the sacrificial system in the Old Testament, it went on without any interruption. Simple reason, of course, they never accomplished the will of God. They never made the worshippers suitable. They never perfected the comers thereunto. They were left in their sins. They left in their natural condition. And so they went on and on and on. And whilst we were talking this afternoon of these offerings and how precious our meditations of these things should be, should they not, as we see Christ in them all. It's only, you know, as Christians with anointed eyes, with the Spirit of God, that we can turn back to those scriptures and find such a delight, a treasure to our soul. But really, they never accomplished the will of God. They never achieved his will. And they went on. You think of the word year by year in perpetuity without any interruption. Well, I hope you know the meaning of the word. If you don't know it, then well, you can write it down as our brother says and put the meaning beside it, without interruption. Now then, a little further down chapter 10, we get the word again. Verse 12, or perhaps we should look at verse 11 again. Every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Notice the plural, the same sacrifices. Notice the continual going on, standeth daily. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, in perpetuity sat down at the right hand of God. And he sits there, beloved, without an interruption. Oh yes, it's good, isn't it, that we can think tonight of that great, mighty, wonderful offering that we were talking about this afternoon of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, let's get in, as our brother has been saying, to these things and make them our own. Oh, the wealth of all that we have, all that we are of any value at all, rests upon this. But as far as he is concerned, he has sat down, but he sat down in perpetuity without any interruption, never another sacrifice to be offered. His sacrifice avails for all. And there is a man, as we often say, sitting on the right hand of God. Priests in the Old Testament, we never hear about them sitting down because their work was never done. every priest standeth. We do read, of course, about a priest who sat down, and of course we are told that he, being an old man, he fell backwards off his seat and broke his neck. The Lord Jesus has sat down. Indeed, he has sat himself down, is what it says. He sat himself down, had every right to do so, but only because of the perfection of his work, because of who he is. And so we have the second reference I want you to take account of this word, perpetuity. One sacrifice for sins in perpetuity sat down at the right hand of God. Second one. Now we come to the third one. The third one, of course, is in verse 14. Verse 14. Carrying on the theme of the Lord's perfect sacrifice, his perfect offering, his work. For by one offering he hath perfected in perpetuity them that are sanctified. There you have it again, without any interruption. This is related, of course, to us. Those of us who have entered into the good and the value of his finished work, into the value of that work which he has offered, perfected in perpetuity. Do you believe it? Do you really believe that such is the value of the offering of our Lord Jesus? Such is its greatness, its efficacy? Yes, such as we perfected without an interruption. Of course, it's them that are sanctified, and as I understand it, with the word sanctification here in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, of course, it's not exactly a practical sanctification. It's what we sometimes call a positional sanctification, which depends upon the finished work of Christ. It's as good, isn't it? Oh, if we only got to grips with words like these. If only we got a hold of passages like these. Perhaps it would drive out of our minds that the doubts and the fears that so often flood into these hearts and minds of ours. Perfected in perpetuity without an interruption. Of course, somebody might say, well, of course, that's hard to swallow. Somebody might say, well, I'm full of imperfections. Somebody might say, I'm full of things going wrong. Many of us may recall incidents in our lives when we have got away from the Lord. We've failed. Maybe we've sinned. Well, there is a resource, there is an answer to that. Somebody today, I think it was, mentioned another glory, another office which the Lord Jesus fills, and that is the office of an advocate. And when things go wrong and sin comes into the life, well, of course, the advocate is there with view to restoration. But you know, I'll tell you something, this perfect sanctification which has come to you and me through the death of Christ never alters. Never alters. It says here, we cannot go further than the words, can we? One offering he hath perfected in perpetuity them that are sanctified without any interruption. So much then for these three expressions that I have referred to in chapter 10. I don't trust you. I'm going to go on to the fourth in a minute. But I do trust that we get the force of this expression before we turn to our fourth passage. And as we say, I say again that this epistle is an epistle of contrasts, and we are taught that the Old Testament arrangement of sacrifice has been terminated in that one offering, that one perfect sacrifice of which we've been hearing today. Good it is that our hearts be taken up with this theme. Now, just a word, and I shan't say very much on chapter 7. I'm not going to say very much about it, because I'm trusting, if the Lord will, when we come to our last Bible reading, we shall touch on chapter 7. So I won't say so much about it. But it has to do with this man, Melchizedek, this king priest who came to Abraham, and an extraordinary character, isn't he? Nobody knows where he was born, and nobody knows where he died. All we know about Melchizedek, really, except of course he was a king and he was a priest, and he blessed Abraham and so on. We don't know very much about him, but what we do know about him is that he lived. He lived. And how striking, isn't it, that the apostle should take this up in this chapter and build so much round it. Four verses in Genesis 14. A verse in Psalm 110, and that's it. And Paul takes it all up in the 7th of Hebrews, and he enlarges upon it in a remarkable way. And he talks about this man. It says here, without having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made assimilated unto the Son of God, abideth a priest in perpetuity. Without interruption. Now, as I said, later on in the week, I trust that we will be able to spend time in a Bible reading on this theme, so I shan't say too much about it. But good, isn't it? We have a priest that's beyond the power of death. He's a living priest. He's alive upon the throne of God. Lives forever after the power of an endless life, the apostle says. He lives without interruption. Our priest will never die. Never die. And because he will never die, he's able to save from beginning to end all those that come unto God by him. He's always there. No interruption. In perpetuity. And I won't say any more. I said sufficient, perhaps, that you may yourselves, as our brother has suggested, that you may meditate upon it yourselves and find the words, read the passages, the word perpetuity. May the Lord bless you.